You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And we are... We're in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 20 here. And more on this radio ministry here prior to getting started. You can follow us online as well at WGODradio.com. There's a link on there for prior broadcasts. There's some eight years worth of programs now available on there for you to listen to. Also, on Facebook, you can follow us along, too, on WGOD Radio. So that's the name of this radio broadcast. The name came to me being a radio man as well as a pastor. I love the idea and the truth that God is always broadcasting. You know, sometimes people will do anything because they want to hear a word from God, because there's nothing like a word from God. And the thing is, God's got a lot of words for us. If you go to where He's speaking, and He's not speaking today through prophets or anyone else, He's speaking today through His Word and those that proclaim His Word. We read in Hebrews 1:1, God, who in various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, through whom He's appointed all things. And, we know where God speaks. He speaks through His Word. Now, we're in a sermon here. I preached 2 weeks ago, and the volume level was terrible. Something happened with the recording, and I thought it was a great sermon, and I'm redoing it here for the radio. Then here on the radio, you'll hear the last sermon in the series here in the book of Revelation. And here today, we're looking at the Great White Throne. So again, prior to getting started, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30, we meet for breakfast at 8:45 to 9:15 or 9:30. Sunday school from 9:30 to 10:15. And in the Sunday school, my associate pastor, Darren Solana, is preaching through 1 Samuel. And it's a great study. You're invited. My sermon this weekend's entitled, So You're an Agnostic. It's going to be a look at people who call themselves agnostic and what that means. And if there's a cure for it, you bet there's a cure for it. That's what we're looking at this week. Look for that on the radio here coming up as well. Okay, the Great White Throne Judgment. Revelation chapter 20 is split under four different sections here. We looked at the first two Monday and Tuesday. The first part of Revelation 20, we see Satan is bound for 1,000 years. And I love it where the text says that finally, well, it says that the angel came down from heaven having a key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of that dragon, that serpent of old who's called the devil and Satan. And he bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Finally, after all these years, someone's going to shut up the devil, and it's going to be a great and mighty angel. Bottomless pit is the Greek word abousos, where our word abyss comes from. Bottomless pit. It's not the final hell, because all those that are in this bottomless pit are all going to be cast into the lake of fire. Even Hades itself is going to be cast into hell. The confusion is how the King James Version calls everything hell when they're different places, A, and different Greek words, B. Sheol is not hell. It's a holding place. It's a green room, let's call it. It's a green room for the dead until your number gets called. And all those that are in God's green room will all be raised up again and receive a new body, only to stand before God at the great white throne. That's going to be tomorrow's sermon when we get to the great white throne. So Satan's bound for 1,000 years, we see. The second part here is the saints reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That's topic number two. We looked at that yesterday. And then number three, the third part here is the satanic rebellion is crushed. And that's picking up in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7. Now, when the 1,000 years have expired, notice the definite article, the 1,000 years. Friends, you need to take this literal. This is a literal period of time. It is not symbolic towards an endless who knows how many years. It is a specific time period. That's why you have the definite article, you know, the word the 1,000 years. Now, when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now there you have the first three inhabitants of the lake of fire. As we see here, the beast is the Antichrist, the false prophet is who he is, and then Satan himself are the first three that will inhabit and dwell in the lake of fire, where the Bible says that they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Wow. Okay, and how and why is there still evil in the world, though, at this time? I mean, this is after the 1,000-year reign of Christ. How can there still be evil? Who would be dumb enough, with Jesus here on 3rd and Jerusalem Avenue down here in downtown Jerusalem, who would be stupid enough, when you can see Jesus, you don't even need faith anymore, here he is. He's right here for everyone to come and see. You don't need faith. How in the world could anyone be that stupid to be deceived by Satan and to follow him? Well, the answer to that question is sinners will be born into this world through those who survived the tribulation. That's how. You see, there's still sinners around. People are going to enter into this 1,000-year reign, flesh and blood human beings who survived the tribulation. Not only is it the first resurrection of all those killed during the tribulation, those who refused the mark, the Old Testament saints, you read in Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, all the Christians who have died, all the believers who have died will be in this first resurrection. But the people that survived are going to have children during this time. So sinners will be born into this world through those who survived the tribulation. And now, after this 1,000 years, the world will be polluted once again. You know, as a good example, look around at the United States. Look at this country. All it took was 242 years to destroy the United States of America as it is now. From 1776 to 2018, 242 years. Now, multiply what you see now on television fivefold, regarding time, that is, and you'll better understand how this could happen. It only took us 242 years. Now, again, multiply that by five more times. Imagine what this United States would look like if the Lord tarried and if this country went on for another 800 years as it is now. God help us. God help them. Okay, one more thing. Gog and Magog. Now, these are the names given to the army of rebels and its leader at the end of the millennium, as we read here. These also were the names of the ancient enemies of the Lord. Now, did you know, everyone out there, that Magog was the grandson of Noah? Interesting. I had forgotten that. Magog is Noah's grandson. You can read about him, of course, in the book of Genesis. Again, verse 10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now remember, the end might be the end, but the end is never the end if you're in hell. Let me say that again. The end might be the end, but the end is never the end when you're in hell. This unholy trinity will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Don't believe the lies of the enemy, that if you choose not to believe, all you do is fall asleep or wink out. Because now we're going to see the fate of all those that fell asleep. It's now time to revive them and wake them up. It's showtime now here on planet Earth. All those, all the dead, all that are in the sea, all that are in Hades, all those that are ashes, everyone that's sleeping in the dust of the earth is going to be revived now and stand before God at the great white throne judgment. And I guess that's where we'll leave it off here for today. Tomorrow's program, we'll wrap up this chapter 20 and we'll look at this great white throne judgment. That'll be our final study here. So God bless everyone. Lord God, I pray right now for all of these listeners here today. Lord, I pray you bless everyone, all these hungry listeners today that have taken the time out because they want to hear a word from you. Lord, I pray you bless them all today, bless their families, and help us all to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We'll be back again here tomorrow. And our ongoing study here in the book of Revelation won't be ongoing for much longer. We've got one more sermon left after this, and we'll pick it up here tomorrow looking at the Great White Throne Judgment. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.